The nation's largest bank is resuming foreclosures in 23 states. The announcement came just 10 days after Bank of America stopped processing foreclosures after documents came to light that showed possible fraudulent practices at several financial institutions. But as FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, the brief moratorium may not have fixed the root problem.
Bank of America finished reviewing its foreclosure procedures and found that despite problems, nobody had been wrongly foreclosed on. Next Monday, the bank will refile about 100,000 foreclosures.
This is a really big problem.
Ira Reingold is executive director of the National Association of Consumer Advocates. He says Bank of America and every other mortgage service operates a broken system.
For years now, they have screwed up paperwork, they have screwed up accounting, they have committed fraud in their applications to courts around this country. They have a system that is designed to quickly and cheaply foreclose against people's homes, oftentimes regardless of the real facts.
The bank is restarting foreclosures in the 23 states where judges must give their okay before a home is foreclosed on. Florida is one of those states, and Judge Lynn Tepper is one of those judges. She sits in Pasco County.
And in Pasco County, as of July, we had one in 90 homes with a foreclosure notice.
Tepper says she's concerned about Bank of America's review process.
It's my understanding that they claim to have reviewed 100,000 documents in a two-week period of time. I don't know if that would be called robo-review, but it is of concern to the court.
She says her court could be overwhelmed as banks begin refiling foreclosure cases.
It is a problem, but that's, of course, why I work late every night, why I take paperwork home, why my judicial assistant is overwhelmed.
Illinois is another judicial review state where foreclosures will begin again Monday. In Chicago, Dan Lindsay represents homeowners facing foreclosure with the Legal Assistance Foundation. He says a 10-day moratorium wasn't helpful for his clients.
I think if it were longer, more substantial break and lenders, you know, felt the pain a little bit, you know, and therefore got more serious about considering other options, like loan mods.
Loan modifications have been urged by the Obama administration, but Lindsay says lenders have been sluggish to participate in the voluntary program.
They were really forced to not be able to go forward with their case for a real amount of time, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. That might be helpful.
But the Obama administration is against any sort of blanket moratorium, saying it would hurt the real estate market. Walter Maloney is with the National Association of Realtors. He says Bank of America's move was the right thing to do.
For most of these foreclosed properties, it's only a technicality, and we would expect nearly all to be corrected and move forward. So this is really a big disruption in the market, but most of these properties are going to be repossessed in the end anyway.
In Minneapolis, realtor John Anderson says 40-50% of his business is from foreclosed homes. But he says it's not just his livelihood he's worried about. Any pause in foreclosures means a pause in the nation's recovery from recession.
This, the better it's going to be for the overall economy, the overall market. And I think the concern, if there was some type of delay, is that all it's really going to do is delay the recovery.
Bank of America says it will continue reviewing foreclosure procedures in the remaining 27 states that don't require a judge's okay. Foreclosures there will begin again soon. Other banks are expected to follow B of A's lead. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.